Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, Javon, can you hear us?
Yes, sir, absolutely.
Perfect. Congratulations, man. Appreciate you taking the time to join us.
No, man, thank you guys so much. I appreciate it, man. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Can you try tilting your phone? It went vertical on us. You flip it this way.
This better?
Now you're looking good.
All right.
We'll start up with questions from our local media. Alex Brasky is first up.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Javon. Alex Brasky, Batavia Daily News. Welcome to Buffalo.
Yes, sir. Thank you guys so much for the opportunity, man.
And, what were the conversations like with the Bills during the pre-draft process? Were they did they show their interest in you early on?
Yeah, definitely. From the Senior Bowl, you know, I had great conversations with a bunch of teams, but you know, that one definitely stuck out simply because, you know, just the conversation that there was, the question they were asking were a little bit different. You know, sometimes you go to their interviews, their questions always kind of the same, but definitely in that process right there, in that little moment that we were spending time talking, you could definitely tell the questions were a little different. The conversation we was having even beyond football was a little different. So yeah, there's definitely a little spark there that I can already kind of tell that this was the place for me.
Now, at 6'1", maybe a little bit of a smaller frame for an edge rusher, but what's allowed you to get the most out of what that frame has to offer?
Yeah, no, you know, I think as much as the physicality of the game is, the more technique you need to have. So I think that's why I bring a lot of is technique and the idea of pass rushing to the game. You know, it is truly different. And, you know, I think I used it well, you know, like kind of what everybody says, you know, just kind of natural leverage. And that's just kind of what I have and what I bring to the game. I think it's always kind of different from a point of a football player and how much, you know, the physicality I bring. Now I bring kind of just the natural aspect. Now I kind of bring the knowledge of the game. I think, you know, everything just kind of forms very well together.
All right, thanks. Good luck.
Thank you, bro.
Hey, Javon, this is Catherine Fitzgerald from the Buffalo News. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Of course. Is there anyone you model your game after, or who do you watch when you're studying film, if there's anyone in particular?
Yeah, you know, especially when it comes to pass rush, there's so many good people, but there's nobody like the one and only Von Miller. You know, he truly set the when it comes to pass rush and how the finesse, the different aspect of pass rushing that he brings to the game. You know, that's somebody I would look at for a long time, you know, just because of he's been in the game for a long time. He has success for a long time. So now to be able to watch his game, it's going to be something, you know, wholesome. You know, it's going to be a new level of to watch that. And then, you know, of course, you know, you got people like Max Crosby, you know, Bryce Huff, those guys that just play relentless and just outgoing, just nonstop towards the quarterback. So, you know, it's good that hopefully, you know, I get a chance to work with these guys I'm talking about, you know, because that's always the goal. Because at the end of the day, pass rush is learning. You know, you learn from some of these guys and you just take what they take and then you just, you know, go up from there.
Yeah, what will it mean to be in the room with Vaughn to be able to, learn more from him close up?
Yeah, it's a dream come true. I've been trying not to cry. I've been crying for about 5 minutes, but to play and just hear his, what he got to say is already all the more wisdom I just need. And he's a legend. He's a future Hall of Famer. I mean, the way this man bends, the way he plays, it's gonna be. I can't wait just to try to take a bit of his game and try to model it after, because I mean, the way he plays is probably gonna be. It's gonna be hard to try to do. But now the fact that I got the teacher sitting right next to me is gonna be dope. I can't wait.
And then last thing for me, you mentioned just the emotions you're going through. What has today been like just from getting the call and, finding out you're going to be joining the Bills? What are you feeling?
Right. Yeah, I've been sitting around with my family all day, and that's probably the thing I think I'm glad I did the most, because at first I wanted to keep it real small, but my mom, she was inviting people, and now like it kind of turned bigger than I thought. But just know that communion having with family. And I was just sitting down on the couch. I like just got done praying. My prayer just got sent up. I was like, Lord, I'm trusting. I'm trusting. And then boom, the call comes through. I see that area code. I see Buffalo, New York on there. And all of a sudden, it's just a sign of relief. And I like just to be on the team. I've been on the team for 5 years now. All of a sudden, I go get a couple months without one, and now I finally have that place again where I can call home. And getting on the call, talking to the GMs, talking to the head coach, talking to my positional coach, like it's just a dream come true ever since I was a little boy. And I had these dreams ever since I was little, and now they're being fulfilled, and the glass been overflow because we got a lot more to do.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Tavon Solomon, Mookie Hawkins, Buffalo Sports Cincinnati. What's going on?
What's up, Oz, man? Appreciate you having me,
I
man.
told you he was coming to Buffalo in
You
March. I
did.
told you that was
You
happening, but
did. Yeah,
your biggest attribute though, what do you think is your biggest attribute that you can come in and help right away with?
I think just my availability. I think God blessed me with a way to always be healthy, stay on the field, and be where I need to be where my feet are. I think I'm very coachable. So in terms of that comes in terms of special teams. If they, getting in the door and just fitting right in to do what I need to do, on different whatever level it needs to be done on. And I think that's why just the automatic availability to do whatever you need to get done. And I think that's probably some of the thing I just bring best. And then as far as pass rushing, definitely build my way into that role that can be first, second down, and four or more. But just turn to wherever I need to be. You place me on third down, you place me on first, you place me on kickoff, place me on punt, whatever you need, that's where I want to be.
Absolutely, man. And just care to talk about your time at Troy and what have you learned there that is going to help you moving forward?
I learned a lot, especially coming from, I'm about to go from a small place in Troy to Buffalo, so it's completely different. But I think I learned the beauty of, friendship. Communion, teammates, how I learned how to work there at Troy when you have nothing, when your back is against the wall. And I think the story of my life has been I've been underrated my whole life. I've been looked down upon, and I just always kept God first in anything I always did, and that kind of led me to where I'm at now. And there's no looking back for me once I take the step forward. And it's just all gas, no brakes, and I'm just ready to do whatever.
Absolutely, my guy. Congrats once again, and I can't wait to see you when you get up here.
Yes, sir. Thank you. God bless, brother.
Okay, Javon, it's Mark Gaughan from the Buffalo News. Thanks for doing this. So, just the question is, what went right this past season? You had a good year the year before, 4.5 sacks, a lot of tackles for loss, but you took the big jump. Did you see a lot more snaps, or anyway, what went right this year?
Yeah, back in 2021, I had 11 and a half, and then I kind of dipped down to 4.5. So I think my mindset is what went right. I think I learned I went through some things, went through surgery, went through have to learn a new position, went through a couple of things like that, and I think God humbled me, and that did nothing but turn my ears forward and pin my ears back to where I can just go. And I found my GA. He was helping me out, understanding the techniques behind pass rush instead of just running the field, hoping to get something. The actual working your hands, the actual working your feet, just the fundamentals of pass rushing. I think I really dove into the technique of that. I think that's what kind of helped me get over the edge, you know, from 4.5 to 16. That's a huge jump. And it was credit to a lot of people that are behind the scenes. But, you know, I'll probably say that.
Great. Thanks.
Thank you, boss man.
Hey, Javon, how are you? Sal Capaccio here, WGR Radio. Congratulations. Welcome to Buffalo.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate you. Thank you for having me.
All right, you got it. All right, so going back to what you said about Troy and, you know, your beginnings, and you've been an underdog. No offense to Troy at all, but how did Florida State or Alabama let a kid from Godby get away?
Yeah, you know, I don't know how to tell you. You know, like you said, like I said earlier, the term underrated has been following me my whole life, and I think God put that stamp on me so I can overcome all these things. You know, I have a new level down my to approach in the NFL, and I can't wait to, you know, show everybody what it is and what it's not for fate, you know, it's not false. And, you know, slipping out of Tallahassee, you know, I'm a mama, but I love being close to my mama. But to go a little down the road in Alabama, the small town, and create something that kind of is very little, you know, I think I made the most out of my time there. I did nothing but find long, long lasting brotherhood, teammates, coaches that I'll always call for anything. And the town itself of Troy is something that I always will never forget. And I think I wouldn't want to be able to go anywhere else. I think Troy was a place for me. I'll regret it.
Yeah, even in this era of the portal and things like that, you decided to stay there. I mean, yes, I mean, why was that important to you?
I believe commitment is the biggest thing. You know, I look at my faith and how, you know, God's been so committed to me, even though I've done, you know, I'm not perfect. There's things I could have done better, but God always been steadfast and blessed me. So why do I feel like the nerve to feel like just to go here for money or to go somewhere else because it's better or because this is Power 5 when I can make something out of here, right here, you know? And there was a time I could have left, but we stayed together and we made back-to-back championships, but I probably could have never got anywhere else, you know? So the fact that that happened there is all the more wholesome in the fact of why you plant your feet where you are, be in the moment, and create something right there.
I love that, man. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless, bro.
Yep.
Hey, Javon, Andy Young from Spectrum News in Buffalo. Congratulations.
Thank you, boss, man. I appreciate
you.
Yeah,
yeah. We laugh about up here sometimes about people with wrestling backgrounds and them automatically shooting up the draft board. Did you talk with Coach McDermott about that, and how does that help your career in football?
I definitely try to bring that up to anybody I get a chance to, because I feel like that's definitely a hands-on when you come to, you know, a lot of people play basketball, they got, okay, they're jumping, but wrestling is another physical aspect of sport that comes into a different hand, and I was able to do that. And yeah, you know, I always try to be able to tell anybody that I can, yeah, I wrestle. It was good days.
And did you know Sean McDermott was a state champion wrestler himself?
That is actually crazy. I did not know that. So I definitely got to talk to him about that one for sure. So he can give me some tips.
Awesome. Hey, good luck, man.
Thank you, boss man. I appreciate you. God bless.
Hey, Javon, congratulations. This is Jay with the Buffalo News. You set the program record for sacks there at Troy. Given that DeMarcus Ware played there, OCU Mignoro, what does that mean to you, and what kind of a relationship did you maybe form with those guys while you were there?
That it absolutely means the world. You know, like you said, those names that you just said are household names, and we got guys like Mario Addison, Steve McLennan that also set precedent for the D-line here at Troy. And, you know, just to have my name up there is a blessing. You know, me and my teammate, Richard Juvenal, we did something special there at Troy with our time. And, you know, those guys, you know, OC didn't really have a chance to come back. You know, he's been working on NFL Africa and kind of making a way for, you know, other people over there to come into the league. But, you know, they have a DeMarcus Ware day, and when he comes back, everybody, the whole place is shut down. Everybody got to go see D-Ware. Because, you know, he brings that type of energy, that has aura that he brings in the room is different. And, you know, he's always willing to teach, you know, willing to coach. When he's just there for visiting, he's willing there just to help the guys that wear the same jersey as he did a long time ago. So I appreciate him for everything that he has done for Troy and just for helping me coach me and teach me different things.
Awesome. Congratulations again.
Thank you, bro.
Those are all the questions we have. Appreciate the time, Javon. Congrats again.
Thank you, boss man. Appreciate you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.